Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat. Coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Monday of draft week. Let's go, people. We're almost there. We're close to the finish line. We're going to be delirious by the time it's Saturday afternoon and we've gone through seven rounds. But right now, it's all tantalizing hope at our fingertips. Mock drafts galore. Rumors, lies, deceit, deception. That's what this week is all about, people. I can't wait to dive in. You know how I told you kind of all last week and all the last couple weeks about how it's lying season, not to trust anyone. Doubly so this week, unless it's from a source you trust, people. That's what this media game is all about. Build up that trust. Who you trust is a big part of whether you want to dive into these rumors. So I just say right now, people, stick with the people you trust. If it's someone you've never heard of, just set to ignore. How's everybody doing on the old chat this morning? Good to see everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Good morning. There's a lot of people here. What's up? What's going on? Hey, Joey the Jaguars here. What's up? I can only talk about the top 10 or so prospects associated with the Packers so much longer, Aaron. I can feel you, Joey. Amen to that. That's what's so great about the draft finally arriving is that you get to definitively dive into, you know, the handful of prospects that actually become members of the Green Bay Packers this weekend. I can't wait. Dave, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Excited for the draft to be here. Not excited for the long wait for September. Yeah, I feel you, man. It was kind of a nice thing about the draft, though, right? It's this tentpole, middle of the offseason, kind of get this renewed vigor, hope, etc. And then the guys hit OTAs, minicamp, and you get headlines and quotes, and it's nice. And then you get the little two-week break, the one time of the calendar year for the NFL where there's not much going on. And then, as Corey Behnke likes to say, it's pre-camp, and then it's training camp, and that is the best time of the football calendar. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But I feel you, man. It is a long slog. It does take a while to get there. Shadid, what's up? How are you? Thanks for joining us this morning. Only about 84 hours until we get QB3. Jay Pompo's got jokes. Daniel, I trust no one. That's a good stance. That's a good stance to take. GBB Daily, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. James Lofton, appreciation chat. I think people, including myself, forget how good he was. Go Pack, go. Oh, no doubt. And I know I talk a lot about Sterling Sharp on this channel, on my Twitter account, etc. Mostly because I think he is vastly overlooked by not only fans and media, but by football people. You know, the fact that he's not in the Hall of Fame is absurd. But Lofton is a Hall of Famer, and he has gotten his recognition in that regard. But I do think you're correct in the sense of, like, when you see conversations percolating online, usually on Twitter, about the greatest wide receivers in Packers history, inevitably Don Hutson, of course, gets a nod because he's Don Hutson. He's amazing and set all these records. But then it kind of skips, right, to Sterling Sharp and then, you know, Greg Jennings. You get Jordy Nelson. Davante Adams now is clearly cemented himself in that conversation. But James Lofton does kind of get short shrift in those combos, and it's unfortunate because he is certainly one of the best to ever do it in the green and gold. The number 80 before Donald Driver came along and took number 80. Lofton was a man among boys on the football field. No question about it. Unculture, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Nags, rewatched an old horror movie, A Nightmare at Lombardi Avenue, the 2017 NFL draft. My word, what a horrible draft. I mean, you go back and you can pick apart a lot of drafts, and you can every once in a while find a draft where there's a bunch of gold was mined, but everybody's got their misses. Everybody's got their bad classes. Ain't no doubt about it. Ben, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Unfortunately, got the Rona. Oh, Ben, I'm so sorry. Thankfully, got a Packers draft to look forward to. Let's get us some players. No doubt about it, man. I hope you feel okay. I hope everything, you know, taking every precaution necessary and bounce right back and be right back at it. Hope it doesn't last a long time. You don't lose your taste and smell and all that nonsense, and you're back at it sooner rather than later. Joe, what's up, man? Do you see quarterback one actually playing more in the preseason to get more work in with the revamped wide receiver room? Not much. I still think it's going to be the Jordan Love show this summer. Maybe Aaron gets a series or two in the sense more than, you know, usual, in the sense that not only does he need to get timing down with his new wide receivers, but they did look pretty putrid that week one game last year down in Jacksonville against the Saints. And I think that will maybe rattle some sabers there on the football side of things, saying, hey, maybe we should play our number ones together just a little bit prior to the kickoff of the season, because they did look awful and discombobulated on offense in that game. So I think all of that will contribute to maybe a series or two more, if at all, but I don't think it'll be a significant bump. I think they'll still get the majority of their work done in, you know, camp practices. Merc, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Looking forward to all the coverage from Cheesehead TV over draft weekend. Also looking forward to you guys, hopefully, coming over here this autumn. I'll be sure to buy you and Corey a proper pint. That is what I am talking about, sir. I don't know if you guys saw, but the schedule release is set for May 12th, and the NFL also stating that May 4th, that's right, May the 4th be with you, will be the release of the international dates. So we will know who the Packers are playing and when in London as of May 4th. So be on the lookout for that. No doubt about it. Uncultured again. What's up, man? I can't hate on bad drafts. The 1989 draft facilitated a change in the front office that led to Bob Harlan taking over and making changes. Pappies. I mean, you put enough of them together, yeah, change is going to happen. There's no doubt about it. Rashawn Gary is the truth. William out here just typing facts into the old YouTube this morning. I love it. Mm-hmm. Mark Mendez says, we need more D. I tend to agree with that statement. Can't sit on your laurels. I know everyone loves what they did in that playoff game, but you're either getting better or you're getting worse. I think they did a good job keeping the band together, so to speak, bringing back Devondre Campbell and Rasul Douglas. But I do think the draft is a good spot to kind of replenish some supplies, so to speak, especially up front. You can't have enough athletic big bodies, and I do think there's a chance that they add some on Thursday night. At least that's what I'm hoping. Michael, thank you for the super chat. A quick thank you for your Packer insight each day. Well, that's incredibly kind of you. Thank you very much. That's greatly appreciated. I don't know how much insight I'm providing as opposed to just some hot air that you can utilize however, but thank you. That's very, very nice of you. Big Cheese, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Why does it happen every year that I need to work late the first night of the draft? I'll be tuning into the stream to help me out. Well, that's what I'm talking about, and that is why we're here, people. If you need to, you know, surreptitiously kind of glance at something during your work day or evening, what have you, you can't put on the television, just turn on the Cheesehead TV live draft stream. We'll be covering every single pick all throughout the draft. We'll be live all night Thursday, all night Friday, all day Saturday. And then Saturday night, I'm throwing down. I'm going dancing. That's right. Saturday night, if you're out in the East Village, be on the lookout because you're going to see some white boy busting some moves. Marshall, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. The 2015 draft was a much scarier movie than the 2017. What's more likely Thursday, trading up for the top interior defensive lineman or not using a first rounder on a wide receiver? Marshall, you really got your money's worth with that super chat. I love it. I'll say this. The 2015 draft was bad, but it was bad all over. That was a poor draft for not everybody in the league, but most teams in the league had a very kind of suspect draft in 2015. As far as what's more likely, trading up the top interior or not using a first rounder on a wide receiver, I'd say it's more likely not using a first rounder on a wide receiver. I think this is a draft where, even though Brian has shown in the past, he is certainly unafraid of trading up, using draft capital to move, etc., to get a guy he really wants. I think this is a draft where you let it fall to you. I think this is a from everybody I've talked to who does this for a living, and I both on the media side, on the team and league side, this is a draft that is particularly exceptionally deep at nearly every position, not every single one, but nearly every position. It's the kind of draft you want to let it fall to you. And I think you saw that with Schefter's report this morning about lots of teams in the top 10 looking to try and drop down and nobody's willing to jump up. And we're still a ways out, so that could change. But I do think this is a draft where Brian will let it come to him. I just think there's a lot on offer that you don't really need to kind of spend capital. Unless, of course, there is a guy you just absolutely love and got to have, then go get him. Go get him, Sparky. Big Talker is at it again. Talking big. Here I come, people. Brace yourself. Dennis has a simple message for everyone. Edge, edge, edge. I think they'll take an edge. Uncultured, what's up, man? So which fan base is Schefter going to stir crap with just before the draft this year? Although that tweet led to some great convo at the Cheesehead TV draft party from patrons from all over the world. Yeah, I don't want any drama this year. I just want Packers fans being excited and like they draft a couple guys and we talk about, can we just have a normal draft? I don't need a repeat of last year. So yeah, give that stuff, give it to the Colts. How about the Colts? Now I'll give it, I'm going to spin the wheel and give it to the Colts. Yeah, I can't handle another drama draft. No, no more drama drafts. Not for this old geezer. I'm not built for this. Not built for the drama. No, sir. Yeah, it's crazy to me. Like, you remember that draft, that Thursday, how we barely talked about Eric Stokes? And I mean we, the collective we, the media, the fans, the team. Like, it was all about Aaron Rodgers. And he was drafted 16 years ago. But we were talking about him on draft night. Whoever these young men are who become Green Bay Packers on Thursday evening, I want the focus to be on them. That's what I want. Mike, looking forward to the live Cheesehead TV draft party. Well, thank you, sir. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see you there. Brian, thanks for the super chat. I need some Rashawn Gary in my life. I mean, I think that's a pretty, you know, universal need. You know, I think we all need some Rashawn Gary in our life. Elvind. I'm going to destroy your name, so I'm not going to pronounce the last one. Sorry about that. Hey, Aaron, I started following you guys this a lot closer this offseason. Do you normally follow training camp in person from Green Bay? Thanks for the work you guys do. Love from Norway. Well, thanks so much for checking it out and for sticking with Cheesehead TV in the offseason. And yes, I go to Green Bay every summer, and I'm usually there. In the past, I've always been there for the kickoff of camp and then stayed for the next 2 or 3 weeks. This year, I'm not going to be there for the start of training camp simply because that first week is essentially now, because of the CBA, an extension of OTAs and minicamp. Like, there's no hitting, there's no pads, they're still in shorts. So I will show up when the pads go on this year. And then I will be there for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. So yeah, I'll be there probably through the first preseason game or so. And thanks again so much for hanging out with Cheesehead TV, man. Really means a lot. Packers fans worldwide. That's why we're here. John, what's up, man? My dream first round for Green Bay, George Karlaftis at 22, Pickens at 28. Edge and wide receiver would be... Oh, dude, I love Pickens. I don't know if you guys saw my chat with Emery Hunt. It's here on the YouTube channel, but I believe Emery had those two guys going to the Packers in his mock draft for CBS. I would love both of those picks, especially Pickens. Pickens would be perfect. Absolutely perfect. Get Pickens in the first, Sky Moore in the second, and let's cook with some gas. I know they're not going to take Sky Moore, but I can dream. Wait, I saw somebody. Wait, ooh, what was that? Michael, don't see Amari truly developing until Cobb is gone. I love Cobb, but they play the same position. Yes and no. I mean, they're similar, no doubt about it. I do believe there's a way to utilize them both, and you can get them both involved on offense and make them part of the game plan. It is kind of telling, though. I mean, as soon as Cobb got there last year, it's like Amari really was, you know, bumped down, so to speak, the pecking order, and really never kind of got a chance, as far as I could tell. You know, except for then, you know, Cobb gets hurt, and for whatever reason, couldn't get on the field. So I think this is a year where they're going to have to really get tease out whatever talent they saw in him in the draft throughout the summer and get him ready to go hit the ground running in week one. Because without Devontae, it is all hands on deck. You need as much talent at the receiver position as possible on the field. I think he's got talent. They just need to utilize it, regardless of whether or not, you know, Randall Cobb is in the mix, so to speak. They got to find a way to utilize them both throughout a game. I don't sit here, you know, thinking that they're going to have, you know, four wide and those two guys in the slot or something like that. Although that's a look they could roll out from time to time. But, you know, it's clear that Brian loved the player. He talked about it after drafting him last year, jumping up to get him. He was very, very much enamored with Amari. So I got to think there will be a push to get him involved more on offense. John, thanks for the super chat. My dream first round for Green Bay. Oh, I did that one already. Sorry, buddy. Uncultured again. What's up, man? Where are my manners, Nags? Today's tunes are Everything's Gonna Be All Right by Al Green and Been Caught Stealing by Jane's Addiction. Pappies. Ooh, Been Caught Stealing. I just listened to that the other day. That's such a classic track. So good. Ben, please, no drama. We've had enough drama. Yeah, truly. Big Daddy Cool Breeze is here. What's up, Big Daddy Cool Breeze? How you doing, man? Sparky's a good name for Olive's new puppy. Just saying. If she hadn't already named it, it's going to be named Romulus. This is old news. I have no choice in the matter. All I get to do is help pick it out. Who's my favorite wide receiver in the draft? Sky Moore. As I was just indicating, I would love the Packers to take him in the second round, but I don't think he meets their athletic thresholds, and I doubt they select him. But he is by far my favorite dude. Brian, what's up, man? Rodgers' new audible. Hey, big talker, big talker. I like it. Nicholas, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. If you are a GM, if I am a GM, call the cops because something illegal is going on. Do you call up Eric Stokes and ask about what he knows about George Pickens from being teammates with him in Georgia? I don't know if like Brian's doing that, but you can bet $1 million that the personnel people, the coaches, everybody has asked him about it. No question about it. No doubt. Any of those Georgia guys that Stokes played with, you can bet they are asking him, you know, for any kind of insight, any idea of what kind of dude they are, what kind of practice habits they have, how they approach the game, how they are in practice, you know, how talented they are, blah, blah, blah. Zero doubt that Stokes is being asked about his Georgia teammates. Of that, I am quite certain. What else we got here? Instagram Live won't fit because it's an hour live. Yeah, we won't be live on Instagram. Although I think we're going to try to go, we might go live on TikTok for all the Packers, just for the Packers selections. So that'll be fun. Carl, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Good morning. Good morning, Carl. How are you? Jordan Davis, Devontae Wyatt, or Travis Jones. I would love to see one of these guys with Clark, Slayton, and Lowry. Thanks. I'm with you. And don't forget Reed, the new addition. Yes, they would be a healthy, welcome addition to the defensive front. Any one of those gentlemen. I'm with you, Carl. I'm all in on it. Big B is here. Aaron, did you see the three-player trade that included, that included Samuels and Baker Mayfield mock grade? Man, here's a hot tip. If it has anything to do with mock anything, drafts, trade scenarios, whatever, no, I didn't see it. I guarantee I didn't see it. Maybe I scrolled past it, but I didn't see it. I got no, my life is, you know, life in general is too short to worry about mock anything. I understand why people do them and participate and generate the conversation. That's great, man. I'm all in. Have your fun. It's just not for me. It just ain't my thing. There we go. Dusty's got it. Dusty's in on it. My coworker's cousin's best friend's roommate said he saw Debo at Kroll's in Green Bay over the weekend. Thoughts? Thank you, Simone. No problem whatsoever. Jordan Davis will make my draft. Mark, dude, if they got Jordan Davis, I would do cartwheels. I don't know what I'll do. I will do something in studio on Thursday night. I don't know what it is. Let me figure it out, but I will do something if they get Jordan Davis. Oh, baby. That would be so great. That would be so great. New York Cheese said, I mock you. Yeah, you're not alone. I don't think he can separate well enough in the pros. He's wide receiver 4 or 5, in my opinion. Reminds me of Tajay Sharp. Kevin, I don't know who you're talking about. I'm imagining you're talking about Amari. Is that who you're talking about? I mean, I vehemently disagree there, but we're all out our opinions. Ben Nags, what would be your combine stats? The only stats that are being kept are the number of beers I drink combine week. I'm gonna almost feel bad about making fun of the Bears this season. Big Daddy Cool Breeze, wash your comments out with soap. We don't feel bad about making fun of the Bears around here. Come on. They were made to be made fun of. That's like their lot in life. It's who they are. They're the Bears. They still suck. Come on. Bryson, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Remember when we waited months for the draft, sat for 4 hours just for the Pack to trade out of the first, just to draft Kevin King the next day? Like, yo, what the fuck, Ted? Yeah, but then they got, what's his name in the fourth round, and they were on their way. No, they were. Narrator, no, they were not. I love it. Jordan Davis is a three-down lineman. Are you trying to say he's not a three-down lineman? Maybe Wyatt or Jones, a defensive tackle. I'm here to tell you Jordan Davis can be a three-down lineman. The draft is about development and projection. It's not about what he did at Georgia. I'm really happy he had the time he had at Georgia, but that means absolutely nothing once he steps on the field as a professional football player. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk, and thanks for coming to my chat. I'm going to have to get going. Thank you guys so much for hanging out, talking Packers. Only a couple more chats until it's draft day. I can't believe it. In that honor, I am going to go and burn a copy of Draft Day. I hope you all enjoy your Monday, wherever you are. Please, please, please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.